I'm Eric Whitney. Senator John Tester says he'll push for an extension of the troubled Veterans Choice healthcare program on the Senate floor Thursday. It expires in August. Tester is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. He co-sponsored the original bipartisan Veterans Choice bill in 2014. It was a $10 billion response to revelations that some veterans were being harmed by having to wait for long periods to get health care through the VA. Veterans Choice was supposed to help vets who couldn't get an appointment with a VA provider within 30 days get an appointment with a non-VA doctor or clinic. And vets who live more than 40 miles from a VA health facility are also supposed to be able to use Choice. But Choice hasn't worked well. Vets across the country have complained that it's made getting care more of a hassle, not less. And doctors and clinics say it sometimes takes months for them to get paid. Here's Sandra Henderson with Missoula Anesthesiology in an exchange with VA officials at a VA-sponsored event in Missoula Tuesday.
I mean, certainly our providers, our doctors, are not going to turn down a veteran. They're not going to. They still want to be paid.
Veterans Choice is set to expire in August. I asked Senator Tester about that.
If there are so many problems with the Choice program, why not let it expire in August?
Well, because I think there's a role for community care to fill in the cracks around the VA care. And I think even if we let it expire and develop a new program, we're basically doing the same thing. There are things in Choice that were put forth with the best of intentions, like credentialing and quality care measures and things like that. We just need to make the health care part of it work smoother, cut the red tape, and make sure that it's easy to work with for the providers. And I think we'll get more providers jumping on board, and we'll get more veterans using it if the time to set up those appointments is reduced dramatically.
Tester says there are important reforms in the Choice Extension Bill that he and Arizona Republican Senator John McCain will be calling for a vote on in the Senate on Thursday. And he says that extending the Choice program would also buy Congress and the VA time to craft a longer-term bill that would fix not just Choice, but more than half a dozen other similar veterans' health programs. Here's VA Undersecretary Dr. Bali Yahia, who was visiting Fort Harrison in Helena Monday.
One of the things that we are working on that many folks may not know about is actually VA has about 7-8 different ways of buying care, which is how do you partner with community providers to deliver care on behalf of veterans. So the idea of having 7-8 ways of doing the same thing is part of the problem, because it's confusing to veterans, it's confusing to the community providers. And while Choice is the latest iteration of that, nationally it only represents about 25% of all the different kind of care that we buy.
Yahia says that the VA has issued a request for proposal from the private sector to come up with a better way to connect veterans to healthcare services they either can't get from the VA or live too far from a VA facility for it to be convenient. Senator Tester says his goal is to work with the VA to see how it can partner better with private sector healthcare and then write new legislation to make that happen.
I think the people on the VA committee understand what's happening to veterans out there, and they want to find solutions. There are other folks that don't want the government involved in healthcare at all, and they think it's just bad business to have the government involved in healthcare. I think that in this particular case, it's entirely appropriate. We have folks that have borne the wounds of battle, and I think the VA is best suited to take care of those folks. So that VA needs to be there, and then we need to have a private sector that fills in the gaps around that VA. So I think it's, in the end, Eric, I think it's idealism versus realism.
Senator Tester wants Congress to vote on legislation that overhauls how the VA works with private healthcare providers to help veterans this fall. But first, he wants to reform and extend the Choice program until January, so vets getting care outside the VA now won't see an interruption. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.